Good morning. It's 7:17 a.m. on Tuesday, August the 18th. Yes. Too many numbers too close together. 2020. As if we could forget what year it is. So, Novelrama ended last night, thank God. I don't have to lead any sprints this morning, except if I want to. I wrote 25,500 words in the last 4 days. And I'm probably going to throw most of them out. I'm going to throw probably a good 18,000 of them away. Because I think I discovered what the problem was with trying to write the next Ishmael story. It was the wrong story. I had it in my head it was going to be this. I'm not going to tell you what this is. I'm also going to not tell you what that is. Because I wound up writing that. Or more specifically, I wound up sort of conceptualizing, okay, if this is wrong, what would I replace it with? And the answer was, I'll replace it with that. And it started out with like just four statements. And then I went back and refined the statements. And those look pretty good. And I went back and refined the four statements again. So, yeah, I am really happy with this direction. I'm really happy with the way the story has already started to develop. I got about 5,000 or 6,000 words. Well, not 6,000, but 5,000 words anyway. I got 5,000 words in a new path. And it's like I could breathe again. And so it's cool. I'm very happy. I'm very pleased. And I probably wouldn't have got there if I hadn't had Novelrama to kick my ass and tell me, go write 6,000 words. Shut up. And I did. So, yeah. Hi, good morning. Today I'm taking a day off. I'm going to repair my sprint. I'm not actually going to write anything today, I don't believe. Today is a rest day. It's a play day. I have to make yogurt. I need to make a grocery run. But today is not going to be a big writing day. Tomorrow I'm going to try to get back on the 2K a day thing. Because even if I don't make 2K a day for a year, 2K a day was pretty much fun. 2K a day got me 3-4 books in the queue. 2K a day did a lot for me. And even if I don't make, you know, even if I don't do the arbitrary goal of 2,000 words a day every day. Okay. Well, 2K is okay. And it is what it is. Which I guess is going to be the new political tagline for the next 20 years. Sorry, I've been using that for a lot longer than the last month or two. Oh, she's got her dog out again this morning. Good to see him. My friend with the Scotty. She's gonna, if I don't pick up my pace, she's gonna go right by me here. So yeah, and as we always do, there were two or three people who said, I can't possibly write 25,000 words in only 4 days. And they did. And we had a lot more people who said, you know what? I'm going to try to write 10,000 words in 4 days. And they did. And I had a fan playing along at home, was trying to write 8,000 words and got 7,500, 7,600 over 4 days. Something over 7,000, I don't know how many. So yeah, it was the goal, the peak, this 25,000 word thing is really like my 2K a day every day for 2020 is really, it's really just a target to shoot at. It really, the thing about writing is that you don't, I still maintain that most of writing happens before you put a word on the page, or happens between putting words on the page. That the things that you think about in between putting words on the page, because when I'm putting words on the page, I'm trying not to think, but the best words are the ones that come without thinking. Let's put it that way. When you put the words on the page and they go and they fit and they slot in and they drop into place, and you're not thinking of, oh, is this the right word? Is this that word? You're only following the story where it leads you. That's the best. Those are the best stories. For me, that's the best feeling. Well, next to publish, which is pretty cool. Oh, my eyes are running, which is making my nose run. My eyes are running because I have a sleeper that's caught under my eyelid. And the tears are trying to dissolve it, and it hasn't done it yet. So my nose is running, and I left my handkerchief at home again. I'm wearing jeans that fit. It's weird. People who wear 32-inch waists tend to be apparently pretty long-legged. Because it's rare to find, at least around here, it's rare to find jeans with a 32-inch waist with a length shorter than 32. So 32-32 is a pretty common. Occasionally I can find 32-30, which is adequate, but still too long because I have a 30-inch inseam. I'm a short guy. I have little tiny legs. Because I'm not going to go to the store and buy jeans, a couple of months ago now, I said, I'm going to order some jeans because I was down to only jeans that had holes in them. Actually, I have one pair that doesn't have holes in them. So I ordered some 32-28s. They are the exact right length. They're just long enough to reach my boot tops and not long enough to reach my heel. So I guess I don't have a 30-inch inseam. I only have a 28-inch inseam. Whatever. Work with me. I'm wearing jeans that fit. And it's astonishing to me how much difference that makes just in the way I feel. It's very odd. Stay away from me, a little plague carrier. The prairie dogs are looking this morning. Good morning. lady with a dog was giving me a pretty wide berth because I'm an old man with a beard and I'm talking to myself, so I suppose it's only fair. Come on, when I get ready, sit with me. Monk pose. So it's like 64 here this morning right now. I think the official temperature more is closer to 60. It's going to be in the mid-90s by noon. So 7 o'clock. Probably 7:30 by now. 7:28. Yeah. In 2.5 hours, the temperature is going to have gone up 30 degrees. Well, remember I said yesterday that car was on a trailer? And it's now back parked. And it looks like the front axle is shot. Looking at it head on, it looks like one of those cartoon cars with the front tires spread out. Like it's crouched down. Not like wide stance, but actually on an angle. Wonder what happened there. I have an earworm. I've got an earworm in my head. Got an earworm in my head. The last song that played before I shut off Pandora was "I Like That You're Broken." Or "Broken Like Me," whatever it is. Lovely the band. And that little catchy little refrain is playing over and over and over in the back of my mind. Which I have to say is a kind of a relief after 4 straight days of hard pounding electronic trance, which seems to do the trick in terms of writing. It blocked out the ambient noise in the house. The beat would occasionally reach out to me. I found myself bobbing along to the tune, to the beat while I was, not to the tune, because not much in by way of tune. But the boom-chick, 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 boom-chick carried me along. At one point, I cranked up the "Life During Wartime" just because it's when I need to get my blood pumping. Talking Heads, "Life During Wartime," live in LA in 83, I think. Live in somewhere in 1983. It's a YouTube video. David Byrne is a strange man. I've always known David Byrne was a strange man. Talking Heads was an interesting group. They did a lot of sounds, they did a lot of music that I liked. But "Life During Wartime" just sort of seems like the anthem for our times. This ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. I had to look up what CBGB was. one of the lines is this. No CBGB. Is it Lone Lovey W? No CBGB? Something like that, anyway. Anyway, CBGB was a record club, a music club, where Talking Heads played a lot in their early career. I did not know that. There's so much that I don't know. It just staggers me how much I don't know. It must be Tool and Long or something here, because she didn't come by me this morning. I wonder if she did an abbreviated walk with him. She being the lady with the little Scotty dog. Heavy equipment working over there. Can't figure out where they're working or what they're doing. You can hear them. There's a big dust cloud in the air over there. It's a very still morning. Every once in a while you get a little puff of breeze, but there's a couple of backhoes over there. And apparently the school started up again. And one of the school buses went by me this morning. This is not going to end well. Here I come, back to the house. Last street. And a crop duster, first one I've seen this season. Cool. The crop dusters have returned. Nature is healing. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.